In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools and classrooms.
I'm trying to give myself just a little bit of leeway as I figure out how to balance life as a busy elementary school teacher and an athlete.
That was a quote from the personal workout blog of Jennifer Strosen, as read by her trainer, Susan Frank. Jennifer is a fourth grade teacher at Ocotillo Ridge Elementary in the Vail School District. This past summer, she participated in the O2 Modern Fitness Challenge in a quest to rediscover her own inner athlete. While on her journey towards a healthier lifestyle, she discovered the students in her classroom were taking notice. Susan begins by asking Jennifer about her goal when she started the program.
Before I'd done the challenge, I had done 3 half marathons, 3 of the Tucson Perimeter bicycling events. I'd done a 5-day, 500-mile bike tour over the course of my lifetime. I've done several endurance events. And when I tell people that, I would always kind of get this little raised eyebrow look like, really? You? You don't look like an athlete, you know? You just kind of look like an average person from Wisconsin who loves to eat cheese. And, you know, so I wanted a little bit shallowly have an exterior that matched the person that I was on the inside, which is this athlete. I mean, there's really not any other way to put it. You know, I'm a go-getter. I'm always out to challenge myself and never want to get trapped in the day-to-day monotony of life. And I kind of felt like I was getting trapped. I was really focused on getting my job done and doing it well, but I didn't feel like I was giving my best self to my job because I wasn't my best self.
One of the things I really liked was that you realized that if you kind of faltered, you know, that you said before you started the challenges, like one of the things was that you'd beat yourself up. And I think so many of us do this, like, well, if I'm not doing it today, then I'm never going to be able to do it. And obviously one of the things we try to convey is like, there's another day, there's another moment, there's another hour just around the corner. And I don't know if, you know, you can just share about that experience where, I mean, you definitely had some ups and downs.
And I still do.
Yeah.
I
and we, still and do. That is part of life.
And I think the biggest part about it was still seeing progress despite having bumps in the road. I mean, and to really kind of take to heart the things that I tell my kids all the time. I always tell my kids, you know what? Not every day is perfect. You know, some days are harder than others. Some days you can try all you want, but you just can't get it together. And those days happen and we move through them. And the next day is another day to try again. And so kind of taking the things that I always tell my kids and turning them back on my own life and saying, okay, well, if I tell them that, then I have to believe it and move through it.
I guess the other thing, one of the things I want to bring up is that your recognition of yourself, you said, I am a superhero. Yay. Quote, that was from your blog, which I just love that. And really back to what you said at the very beginning, but you did have a moment where you really recognized that person in a spinning class. You looked into the mirror and you're like, I am becoming, or I am the person that I know I am inside.
Mm-hmm.
So in that recognition, how has that translated for you as a teacher?
I think it's making me a better teacher. I mean, first and foremost, I have more energy. And
perfect.
You know, teaching fourth graders all day, every day is taxing. And if you don't have the energy to sustain it, you know, it can be really, really exhausting. I think that I'm more patient with the students now as a result of having more energy and not being tired and not being unfocused. I think I'm more focused and more patient. And I believe in teaching by leading and being an example. If I want my kids to be better readers, you can bet that I'm going to be sitting right alongside them reading a book. And if I want my kids to be excited about long division, I am going to be excited about long division.
Right.
And I really want kids to be excited about being healthy and being fit. And the best way that I can show them that is to lead that. And if that means that at snack I'm eating apples and fruit in front of them, that's what
I was just
going to
ask, how do you bring it into the classroom?
Like, I do. They actually always comment on my snack because they're like, ooh, apples. I love apples. And
I'm like,
apples are a perfect snack. Or I play soccer with them at recess. And
instead of just sitting by and watching.
Right. And the kids love that. And I ride my bike and I run in their neighborhoods after school for my workouts. So they see me. And
wow.
I make it a really, really public thing that this is what I do and this is who I am, in hopes that maybe one of them or two of them will choose that same lifestyle. And if they choose it early, then maybe they'll choose it for life. And that's what it's really about.
We just heard Jennifer Strosen, a fourth grade teacher at Ocotillo Ridge Elementary, and Susan Frank, the owner of O2 Modern Fitness. Jennifer's pursuit of a healthy lifestyle is continuing to inspire others. This fall, she'll be riding in the El Tour de Tucson with her father. Their goal is to ride 66 miles to celebrate his 66th birthday.